When we heard those few memories spoken by Srila Prabhupada's disciples, by Mahabodhi Prabhu, by Ribhati Nandana Prabhu and Romeshwar Prabhu, I was reminded that that all they said about Prabhupada was completely different from each other, and the pastimes or the activities that Prabhupada, the interactions that they had with Prabhupada that so struck them were all different from each other. And that's what it was like being with Prabhupada. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his pastimes are unlimited. And similarly, Prabhupada's pastimes were unlimited in the sense that every day one could practically, if you were with Prabhupada for one day, you could practically speaking write a book about significant occurrences that occurred during that one day. So there are so many memory recordings of devotees speaking about their association with Prabhupada. And there were countless, practically speaking, countless interactions that are being described by those disciples. That's okay. There are countless interactions that have been described, and they're all so significant, and they're all so different, and they're all very personalized in the sense that one, similarly to when we hear a lecture, that Prabhupada gave, what each individual will hear is quite different from what another individual will hear. And it will strike one very differently. And one could be in the room with Prabhupada giving a lecture, and each of the devotees could be experiencing that Prabhupada is practically speaking in their heart, speaking to them. And interestingly enough, he may be speaking different things to different people all at the same time. So this may sound like something extremely miraculous and even fanciful imagination, but it's really true. When we hear the lectures of Prabhupada, if we actually listen carefully in an open-hearted mood, we can get answers to the questions that we personally have and get direct guidance. This is the power of this Shakshad Hari individual, because he's acting as a representative of Hari. That means Lord Krishna is directly empowering him. One of the devotees, or a few of them actually, and also Jagtuni Mataji picked it up from Mahaprabhu's offering, that the Prabhupada wished to use his disciples, and as Ajitji Prabhu said, to be controlled. Vasa means controlled. Vasa and Dantso Guru Tam. To be controlled by the spiritual master. What does that mean? It means to be engaged in the service of the spiritual master, and the qualification for the spiritual, being a spiritual master, is you're not serving him simply, but through him and through his guidance, through his instructions, you're serving Krishna, because he knows through the simple succession what's going to please Krishna. So what Prabhupada did want was that Krishna consciousness would be spread throughout the world, and he wanted to engage, which was the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and of course C.C. Radha Krishna. But he wanted to use each and every one of us in that service. Because there's unlimited service to be done, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so graphically explained. This world is really falling apart very quickly. And it's not over yet. Kali Yuga is moving so quickly. And we, in our little worlds, think how we're going to protect ourselves and our family, and how we're going to make a good life for ourselves and our families. But Kali Yuga doesn't exactly agree with our assessment. It's pretty nasty. It's very nasty and getting more nasty. And there's so much suffering. And any good-hearted person feels pain to see the suffering of others. Feels pain to see the suffering of others. Intolerable pain. And there's a gift that we have. There's a gift that we have that can remove suffering from others and also from ourselves. But we want to become sincere desirers of being instruments of Prabhupada and the disciplic succession. This is of the essence. There's one lecture I heard of Prabhupada's where he was speaking in Mayapur. And there must have been some circumstance, but he was so strong. He was so strong. He was so strong at criticizing, not by name or anything, but by criticizing, he was actually criticizing one of his godbrothers. He was saying that if you want as a result of your devotional service bricks, Krishna will give you bricks. But if you want as a result of your devotional service, and there it was clear he was speaking about his own desire, that if you want service, he said, Krishna will give you service. And therein lies the greatest difficulty. I can say this from my personal experience. The greatest difficulty is that our desires are not very either fixed or serious in wanting to serve. And if one person, like Prabhupada, can do so much service just based on his complete sincerity of purpose and in wanting to serve his Guru Maharaj, who was carrying the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One person did so much because of that, not exactly because of his desire to serve, but because Krishna empowered him because of his desire to serve. Because of his full desire to serve. So that doesn't mean we all have to be like Prabhupada and do big, huge. In fact, we can't be like Prabhupada because there's only one Prabhupada and he's already done what everyone else could do and will ever be able to do. But if we can just find some service that we can do and do it really in the mood of, this is my offering to you. I don't want anything from it for myself. I don't want anything for myself. This is my greatest fortune to be able to serve, because everything else I'm doing is trapped in the world of the temporary. And it will come, I'll get some benefit or some drawback, and then it will go. But this service to you is the most fortunate, because Karapadruvamartadam, it gives me the opportunity to turn something in the material world, which is temporary and flickering, into something eternal benefit. It is the greatest fortune to be able to serve. And then along with that, fortune to be able to serve will come a distinct feeling of inability to serve, what the speaker to serve purely, and the need for mercy. What is born from that desire to serve is humility. And when one has the gift of humility, which is based on the desire to serve and feeling incapable of serving, because the English word serve isn't exactly the right word. You could be a server and be an unconscious computer part. but the word seva is more accurate, which means to make a devotional offering that's pure, because to approach the pure, one has to be pure. And that also, by the way, explains what so much of what Prabhupada was speaking about. Superficially, he was speaking about Krishna being the cause of the universe. He was speaking about those things, and Krishna being this, and Krishna being eternal, but and this is in Vrindavan, he's speaking about all these things. Everyone in Vrindavan is speaking Radhe, Radhe, Radhe only, and Rasa Leela, and Prabhupada speaking on this level. Why? He's only speaking really about Radha and Krishna Seva, but he wants us to get there and have the right mentality when we do the service. When we do service in the right mentality, then the right result will come. So he has to speak on that level to have our minds right. So if we can just find some avenue of service to do, we are very fortunate, and that gives birth to humility, and the humility will give birth to prayer and service, and by then, by Krishna's mercy, then he will help us. We can't do things on our own. In fact, if one studies some psychology, one will actually understand that we're not at all who we think we are. Neither our gifts nor our curses. It has nothing to do with us, the eternal soul. And to use what we have, which isn't us, actually, because we're eternal entities, we have a relationship with Krishna, to use whatever we have, whatever we've been given, whatever gifts we have in Krishna's service, just for Krishna's pleasure. Just for Krishna's pleasure. And not even want a percentage for myself. This isn't easy, but this is purity. And what will come out of that understanding that that is the greatest fortune, and the humility to know that one doesn't have that purity yet, will come prayer, and then that will give one the ability to do it, to do something, and then if one doesn't fall into the trap of thinking, now I've done something, look how wonderful I am, if one can just remain always internally just a simple, humble, Gopi Bharata Padakamaleva Dasa Dasana Dasa, just a servant who knows that Krishna is working through him, then one can do the most amazing things and get the most amazing blessings, because ultimately to get service in Vrindavan is going to take blessings, and the blessings come from the sincere attempt to serve, because that is the essence of being in Vrindavan. So different from the essence of being in the material world. In this world, what everyone does, even if it looks good or if it looks bad, is all basically selfish. And in the spiritual world, and this is what Prabhupada was really pointing to, in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, it's exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Whatever one does, whether it looks good or bad, is good, is perfect, is pure. So therefore, Prabhupada is pointing out that Krishna is not a person like us, that his activities are different from us, and we can't imitate Krishna. But what he's really saying is that to get to that place in Vrindavan, the land of ecstasy, the land where everything is pure and good, the land that we're longing for, is going to take some understanding and then acting on that understanding and becoming simply a pure servant and being willing to be an instrument of Krishna's desire instead of trying to make Krishna an instrument of our desire. Just be willing to become an instrument and be that sincere. And then not feeling oneself that sincere, feeling we need mercy, and then the humility of that will allow us to do something in Krishna's service, if Krishna so desires, and not take any credit for that internally, even though some people may praise us, not take any credit for that internally, and then just want as a blessing to deepen one's serving mood. Because ultimately those in Sri Vrindavan Dham, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have the serving mood. It's everything for Krishna. There is no envy there. Krishna is the center. There is no selfishness. And this is who we actually are. We are Krishna's servants. Jivera Srupoi, Krishna Nityada. This is who we are. And we're like fish out of water now. So let's either slowly or gradually and humbly move towards, try to offer something with devotion, with no other desire than to please our Lord and Masters. Oh, I didn't get a chance to read my offering, but never mind. I got carried away. Excuse me. Do we have time? Okay. I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna on this earth, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivashesha Sanyavadi Praskatyade Sitarane. Our respectful obeisances unto you, O spiritual master, servant of Saraswati Goswami. You are kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Dev and delivering the Western countries, which are filled with impersonalism and voidism. Srila Prabhupada, you spent Janmashtami in 1970 in Shibuya-ku, Tokyo, Japan. On that day, you and some of your disciples simply heard Krishna book throughout the day and night. The unachieved goal, as I remember, in service to full absorption in Krishna's pastimes, was to complete on that day the entire book. The day following Janmashtami with Sri Vyasa Puja, a mishap occurred and you allowed us to observe it properly the next day, the morning after the proper day commemorating your appearance. We few disciples sat on the tatami mats at your feet and read their written offerings, and you, grave and peaceful, sat on the Vyasasthan and simply listened. The one part of the one offering that I still remember was spoken by Kirtananda Swami, who read his offering from the 1969 Vyasa Puja book. He read, "All that I have, I owe to you. All that I know, I learn from you. All that I want, I see in you, Prabhupada, my worshipful Lord." I remembered these words
I remember these words today as I meditated on a great gift of yours that continues to astound me, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, raise your hand if you've read Chaitanya Charitamrita. How nice. Is a guidebook for Krishna conscious advancement, the most authoritative book of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and a multi-tiered philosophy book summarizing Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. And it also is a deep ocean of sweetness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita's Antya Leela, I read of Ramananda Roy, I read of Ramananda Roy and Raghunath Das Goswami's intimate association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I could not fail to notice that both were qualified to the extreme. Both were exempt from bodily consciousness. Both were fully absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. All the other associates of Mahaprabhu that I read of also awed me, including Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, for all possess complete detachment from sensual allurements and fully blossomed attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna. Although I read the Chaitanya Charitamrita purposefully to taste both the sweetness of the Leelas and for direct instructions and hints from yourself and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami on how to advance in my own Krishna consciousness, that same sweetness and those same instructions that were my hope contrasted so deeply with my actual ability and powdered into insignificance my false sense of capacity and importance. Humiliation again had preceded humility. But then I thought of you. I remembered my fortune and your accepting me as your disciple. I remembered what it was like in your sparkling presence. I remembered your qualities, your chastity, your gentility, your humanness, your tolerance, your strength, your full surrender, your expansive vision, your complete detachment from sensuality, and your boundless pleasure in hearing about Krishna. I remembered you being qualified as the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were qualified, and I remembered the power of your mercy and your blessing. In your service, I regained hope. Those written words, Kirtananda Swami read aloud to you in 1970, then again appeared in my mind. All that I have, I owe to you. All that I know, I learn from you. All that I want, I see in you. Prabhupada, my worshipful Lord, your hopeful servant, Vrindavan Das.